The Human Rights Law Centre says the new report by the Australian Law Reform Commission could end the way the criminal justice system discriminates against Indigenous people. The centre's Ruth Barson says a cooperative effort by the Commonwealth, state and territory governments is needed now.
A person's background should never determine their freedom. The report makes 35 recommendations, and now we need all state and territory and the Commonwealth government to show resolve and implement those recommendations.
Former Attorney General George Brandis commissioned the inquiry. Mr. Brandis said he wanted to look at how the legal system could be changed to reduce the massive overrepresentation of Indigenous people in jail. Indigenous people make up only 3% of the general population, but around 27% of the national prison population. Human Rights Law Centre senior lawyer Shalina Musk has told the ABC the report provides a once-in-a-generation chance to change a system discriminating against Indigenous Australians.
We're not going to give up on this. This is about saving lives and saving communities, and we can't allow this tragedy to continue. It will become a crisis. The evidence is all there that governments must act now.
Indigenous legal minds from across the country have participated in the inquiry, helping the centre develop 35 recommendations. They include abolishing mandatory sentencing, ending imprisonment for fines, and setting criminal justice targets federally and in every state and territory. The centre recommends increasing access to culturally appropriate community-based alternatives. It also says Indigenous offenders' cultural experiences should be considered in sentencing. The Institute of Public Affairs says it is troubled by some of the recommendations. The Institute's Simon Brahini has told the ABC creating a separate justice system in Australia on the basis of race is a concerning proposal.
An idea coming out of this report is that we should have a parallel system of justice that runs alongside the system of justice that's used in Australia.
National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Legal Services co-chairman Wayne Muir says his organisation supports all of the recommendations. He says the current laws do not take into account the cultural factors for Indigenous people.
A good number of the laws are not only culturally insensitive, the way they've been constructed, they in fact contribute to bringing Aboriginal people into contact with the justice system.
The federal government has had the recommendation since December and is considering its response. Douglas Smith, SBS News.